This is used as a casus belli, for us to get back into Iraq with full force and full feet, American feet. And sadly enough, while we ignore, deny, and turn our heads against the Israeli pounding of these innocent Palestinians, which has outraged half the world, the American policymakers and State Department simply ignore it and do nothing but pass a supplemental arms bill to resupply Israel before they go on vacation. Now we're all a Twitter and upset or deplorable. Is simply expected when the disarray that we've caused by getting into Iraq in the first place has clearly consequences of this nature. So I think a good part of America is disgusted at our policymakers playing golf, having a nice vacation, now getting all upset over this beheading, macabre and deplorable though it be, and at the same time have nothing to say over Israel and its brutal savagery toward those innocent Palestinians who fight back with sticks and stones and they don't fight back. It's a terrible situation, and it's an example of, I think, the decaying, deteriorating reputation we have as a leader of the free world, or the world in general. So I think it's used as a casus belli to try and inflame American people so that they don't have to interrupt their golf games while I send more weaponry and I submit more troops back into the Middle East again. So we're back in it.